KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Tuesday. It's the 29th day of August for 2017. Well, very hot weather expected into next week. Temperatures won't be quite as hot today and tomorrow, but excessive heat will likely return beginning Thursday and continue through the Labor Day weekend. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch, which is in effect from Thursday afternoon through Monday evening. Forecasted highs will range from 105 to 110 throughout the foothills, with overnight lows only in the 70s to low 80s. An extreme heat watch means that a prolonged period of hot temperatures is expected. Now, this may create a dangerous situation in which heat illnesses are possible, so be sure to drink plenty of fluids, especially water. Stay in an air-conditioned room. Stay out of the sun and check up on relatives and neighbors, especially the elderly and infirmed. And don't forget our outdoor pets. Make sure they have plenty of cool, clear water.
Well, record heat and dangerous fire conditions combined yesterday to equal 2 fires here in Amador County. Just after 2 yesterday, fire crews rolled to a vegetation fire near the Fiddletown Post Office. When responders arrived, the fire burning at a slow rate of spread. No structures threatened. The fire was quickly contained to about 1 acre. Crews remained on scene for a time, performing mop-up. Then later in the afternoon, just after 5 in the evening, that is, a car fire was reported on Sandra Road along Highway 49, just south of the Butte store. Now, along with the vehicle, the fire had extended into the surrounding dry grass. Cal Fire, Jackson, Sutter Creek, and AFPD crews, aided by both fixed-wing retardant drops and helicopter water drops, were able to stop the fire at only 15 acres. Crews remained on scene well into the evening with mop-up and knocking down hot spots. The car fire, under investigation. Now, regardless, it's a clear indication of the extreme fire danger we're currently experiencing. Remember to be careful.
Cal Fire crews in Calaveras County rolled to a small grass fire in the Angels Camp area yesterday. According to Cal Fire dispatch, the blaze started about 2:30 behind the 900 block of Country Lane near Elderberry Lane and burned 2 acres before it was contained 50 minutes later. The initial report showed a slow rate of spread and that structures were threatened. No injuries were reported and no structures were damaged. Cal Fire and the Angels Camp Police Department responded to the fire. The cause is under investigation.
Well, the Jackson City Council welcomed a new city manager Monday and approved funding for a number of community organizations. New Jackson City Manager Yvonne Kimball was sworn in at the beginning of Monday's meeting, followed by a reception to allow city residents to meet the city's new head official. Now, when the council returned to business, they voted to award Measure E transient occupancy tax money to 3 organizations to promote or encourage visits to the city. And that's to the city of Jackson. Now, $28,000 was awarded to the Chamber of Commerce, $5,000 to the Amador Tourism Council and Main Street Theater Works. And in separate items, the council voted to award $5,000 to the Kennedy Mine for help in cleaning up after the recent fire, and $5,000 to the Amador County Rec Agency, ACRA, to support their after-school program at the Hub on Main Street, Jackson. The council also heard a second and final reading of an ordinance that bans commercial marijuana shops from the city and voted to approve a new fee for business licenses. It'll now cost $30 to apply for a new business in Jackson, $15 a year to renew. The new fee is expected to raise $9,000 per year.
Well, the Calaveras CHP reports 3 people were injured and airlifted to Valley Hospitals on Saturday afternoon. According to reports, just before 2:30, Donald Burns of Arnold was driving eastbound on Highway 4 near Forest Meadows when he reportedly fell asleep and drifted into the opposing lane of traffic. He collided head-on with a vehicle driven by Ruth Barber of Cerritos. Barber and her passenger, Wayne Barber, suffered major injuries and were flown to Doctors Medical Center in Modesto. Burns also suffered major injuries and was flown to Memorial Medical Center in Modesto. The CHP reports that drugs and or alcohol do not appear to be a factor in the crash.
Well, with the Labor Day weekend almost here, gasoline prices shooting up across the country. At $2.37 a gallon, Today's national gas price average, 4 cents higher than last week. One of the largest one-week national gas price surges this summer. According to AAA of California, the average price around the Golden State, now $2.99 per gallon. As Hurricane Harvey blasts Texas, about one quarter of oil refining capacity in the Gulf Coast have been taken offline. That equates to about 2.5 million barrels per day. Now, AAA reports, despite the country's overall oil and gas inventories being at or above five-year highs, until there's a clear picture of damage and an idea when refineries can return to full operational status, gas prices will continue to increase. A quick check of regular unleaded gas in Amador and Calaveras shows an average price of $2.89 a gallon in both counties. So quick wrap up, $2.37 the national average, $2.99 the state average, $2.89 average for both Amador and Calaveras.
And that's a wrap of local news on this Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.